You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 7 weeks, the world has seen a drop in the number of new COVID cases. That's according to the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. The head of the WHO says even though it's the longest such period of decline since the pandemic began, there's still concern around the number of COVID deaths, which don't appear to be falling equally quickly. Dr. Tedros is again saying unequal access to vaccines is also threatening further the progress.
The global decline masks a worrying increase in cases and deaths in many countries. Our shared goal must be to vaccinate at least 70% of the world's population by the time the G7 meets again in Germany next year. There are enough doses of vaccines globally to drive down transmission and save many lives, if they're used in the right places for the right people.
In England, the spread of the Delta variant has interrupted plans to ease a COVID-19 lockdown. The lifting of the final stage of restrictions will now take place on July 19th instead of June the 21st, with the British government concerned about a risk in more hospital admissions from the variant, which was first detected in India. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the vaccine rollout is working well, but caution is still needed.
By being cautious now, we have the chance in the next 4 weeks to save many thousands of lives by vaccinating millions more people. And once the adults of this company have been overwhelmingly vaccinated, which is what we can achieve in a short space of time, we will be in a far stronger position to keep hospitalizations down.
Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House of Commons says the British government's decision to publicly announce changes to restrictions before informing the House is entirely unacceptable. Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle says the move is disrespectful to the House and to constituents.
I want to say very clearly to the government that this is not how this House should be treated. The government's own ministerial code says when Parliament is in session, the most important announcements of government policy should be made in the first instance in Parliament. The Prime Minister polices the ministerial code. He wrote the foreword to it. He must now leap from the top and follow the guidance in it. This House can be assured that I'll be pursuing this matter with him.
In the United States, next month, New York City will be celebrating the unsung heroes of the fight against COVID-19 with a ticker tape parade. From educators and delivery people to first responders and essential workers, the people who kept Americans alive during the pandemic and the city going will be honoured. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the time for a parade has come amid low infection rates.
We're always going to remember the pain and the tragedy of COVID. No one is going to ever forget those we lost and what families are still going through. But we need a day to celebrate the heroism of everyday New Yorkers. Wednesday, July 7th, the Canyon of Heroes will be that moment, a parade you will remember for the rest of your life to celebrate people who we need to keep in our hearts, true New York City heroes who did something for the ages.
A moment of silence has been held on the steps of the U.S. Capitol by a bipartisan group of congressional leaders to honor the estimated 600,000 American lives lost to the pandemic. And in California, a statewide incentive program is underway to encourage coronavirus vaccinations. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is offering 6 dream vacation packages to be awarded from among state residents who get vaccinated, and says the vaccine jackpot will also get bigger this week.
Tomorrow, 10 individuals in the state of California, 22 million eligible Californians, 10 individuals will receive $1.5 million each. Those that have been vaccinated with at least one dose are eligible. You're still eligible if you get vaccinated today. We encourage folks that are on the fence. Tomorrow, you have an equal chance with those others to receive a call from the Department of Public Health and receive $1.5 million.
Capacity limits and physical distancing requirements for businesses have been lifted, and fully vaccinated people can also stop wearing masks in most places. And in South Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris has paid residents a visit to launch a nationwide push to vaccinate millions more Americans against COVID-19.
If you are vaccinated, you are protected. If your community is vaccinated, COVID rates in your community will go down. You know, I got my second shot back in January, and I'm so glad I did. Yeah, I felt a little off for a few hours the next day, but after that, I was fine. That's the trade-off, feeling a few hours of feeling a little under the weather versus risking your life, risking the life of your loved ones. And I'd say, given that balance, it's 100% worth it.
Ms. Harris's visit launches a national tour that's part of the White House's Month of Action, announced by President Joe Biden earlier this month, which urges more Americans to get their shots before the July 4th national holiday. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.